Texte numéro 104. The volunteers lining up for COVID-19 challenge trials. Human challenge trials in which young, healthy volunteers are intentionally infected with a virus to allow vaccines and treatments to be tested quickly have been used in the fight against diseases ranging from typhoid and cholera to malaria. With the announcement on Tuesday of such trials to help develop a vaccine against COVID-19, there is a key difference. There are, as yet, very few proven therapies for the virus, and we know little about its long-term effects. A non-profit organisation called One Day Sooner has attracted over 38,500 willing participants for COVID-19 challenge trials globally, including more than 2,500 in the UK. Volunteers interviewed by The Guardian say they want to participate for altruistic reasons, for the greater good, despite the uncertainty of how contracting COVID-19 could affect them. The trial process is straightforward. First, an appropriate dose of the virus is selected. Then, vaccinated volunteers are intentionally infected, potentially producing results quicker than conventional vaccine field trials, in which researchers must wait for participants to get infected in the real world. These studies can also be used to compare multiple vaccine candidates, develop treatments, and gather data about the immediate aftermath of infection that wouldn't be possible to procure otherwise. Although mortality risk in the young and healthy is categorically low, other unknowns remain, such as long COVID, where some patients experience symptoms for months after contracting the virus. Even if the long-term effects turn out to be even worse than we suspect, I still think there are many volunteers, including myself, who would be willing to go ahead because the benefit could be possibly saving people's lives, said 22-year-old volunteer Sean McPartlin, who is currently getting a Master's in Philosophy at the University of Oxford. McPartlin's father is not entirely on board with his son's intention to partake in challenge trials, even though he appreciates the benefit of conducting such studies. For others, the risk of contracting the virus in the real world is reason enough to volunteer. I'd rather focus on what I could be doing than fear what could happen if I get too exposed to the virus, said Estefania Hidalgo de Miele, 32, a photography student. But Danica Angel Marcos, 22, a 2019 graduate from the University of Lancaster, is also worried about contracting COVID-19, given the rapid hike in cases. There's a chance of getting it anyway, just trying to buy groceries, so I don't want to catch it for a reason, for a purpose, she said. But she wonders whether taking the risk will be worth it in the end, given the apparent rise in anti-vaccine sentiment. Adapted from TheGuardian.com, October 2020.